Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. Now clap your hands. Now clap your hands. Hey, oh. Yo. Now while you clapping, I need you to give somebody a message for me. Check it out. I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna get everybody with up. Can't stand you, devil. You done took it to a whole nother level. Wish you were here right now. I'll put you dead in your eyes. I got the Father in the Son, and the Spirit, so devil, you better run.
Motivational minutes, but we are on rock and roll anyhow and get into another track.
It's Lady Di right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. I am hoping that you guys will be here with me throughout this hour. I'm only going to be here for an hour today, but it's okay. We're going to just get into it, feel good music, and we're going to rock and roll. So please stay tuned with me right here. It is going to be Joe. I know it's a little off. We are a little unorthodox because we do play a lot of gospel music, but we do also play inspirational and feel-good music. So here is Joe. It's called Closer, off of the Sacred Love Song for T.D. Jakes. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll be right back right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. Let's go. Lady Di right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. If you're just tuning in, we've just begun. We're only 9 minutes into the show, and we want to say welcome to another edition of Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. That was Joe off of the Sacred Love Song from T.D. Jakes. It was called Closer. And sometimes, you know, we lose a lot of people on those types of songs because you have secular musicians singers singing inspirational and gospel music, and sometimes they feel like it doesn't mix. But T.D. Jakes always does things out of, like, he does things out of the box. It's never something that, you know, he does a lot of things on the whim, let me say it that way. But I absolutely love that song. And actually, if you were really listening to the words of that song was not really talking about really being in love with another person or your spouse, although it could be. It was really talking about being in love with God. So I really enjoyed that song. We have a couple of birthdays, and this is where the surprise comes in. We've had a lot of birthdays in the month of December. We weren't with you last week, but my niece, she topped off the month, December 1st, with her birthday, Savannah. She actually turned 12 on the 1st of December. And then I had my father, his birthday was on the 5th of December. So happy birthday, Daddy. My daddy got a chance to talk to him. And so my older sister was on the 6th of December. And then I just had a birthday for my niece, who just turned one yesterday. We have a lot of birthdays coming up in the month of December, and it's only 16 days in. And I wish my sister was here in the studio with me, but we will be celebrating a birthday tomorrow on the 17th, along with my cousin, who also has a birthday the same day as ours. He's just a little younger than us. So happy birthday to all of those December babies. It is a blessing to be able to share the month of December with Jesus, because his birthday is also coming up on the 25th. So we love God for all the birthdays. We thank God for allowing us to be here yet another year. And then also because of December, you know, there is Christmas coming up, and so we want to be mindful of a couple of things that goes on within our community. And a couple of events, my sister and I, under the Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, we are actually having a toy, a jacket, or a blanket drive. Again, we're having a toy, a blanket, or a jacket drive, in which we are going to be collecting those items from you. If you would like to donate in any way, you can either email us, send us an email. That's braw_radio@yahoo.com. That's braw_radio@yahoo.com. Or you can tweet us. We're on Twitter at @braw_radio is our Twitter name. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. We are www.facebook.com/ Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. Soul Talk Kingdom Radio is going to be all one word. It runs together, and it's just how it's pronounced, Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. And we are on Facebook. If you are in the Atlanta area, if you would like to drop off your items, you can do that personally at Newburgh Metro. It's down off of Metropolitan Parkway. It's 2295 Springdale Circle. So if you want to drop that off, you can also drop those items off there. If not, and you are closed, but you're not able to make it, we will personally go and pick it up, but we will meet you somewhere in order to do that. That's not a problem. But we do want to be a blessing to those that are less fortunate than ourselves this holiday season. So if you can and you want to be a blessing and give, those are the ways that you're able to do it. Also, we have someone who has a campaign. His name is Tyrese Lawless, and he has a campaign. It's called the We Live campaign, and it's basically a campaign against domestic violence and violence in general. And he is giving back for the holidays as well. He's actually on Facebook if you want to reach him. He is on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ We Live campaign. Or you can reach him at www.facebook.com/ Tyrese Lawless. It's T-Y-R-I-C-E. And last name is L-O-L-L-I-S. He is having a campaign, and what he's doing for the holidays is he is giving makeovers, and he's stating that if anyone that we know who is a survivor of domestic violence or has survived themselves, they would like to give something to you. If you have your testimony, you can leave that email them at welivecampaign@gmail.com. Again, welivecampaign, all one word, at gmail.com. He is teaming up with Dustin Leverett Photography, and they are giving five women a professional photo shoot. Again, five women a professional photo shoot and makeup by a professional makeup artist. Once they read your testimonies, they want to hear your story, and you must reside in CSRA, which is in Augusta, Georgia. So if you reside in that area, they want to hear from you. If you email them your story, they will get it, and then they will choose the five women to have a professional photo shoot and makeup. Basically a makeover, and I think that is absolutely awesome for those who have survived or know somebody who has survived domestic violence, because people really don't understand the magnitude of this particular act, and it's very hard for some people. So if you know anybody, again, please reach out to them. That email address, again, is welivecampaign@gmail.com. welivecampaign@gmail.com. Also, stop by their page, visit his page, like his page, and I continue to say this again, don't just like his page, also become a part of what he is going to be doing, especially in 2012. He's going to be doing some awesome things come 2012. So if you revisit his page, look out for the different things that are going to be happening starting 2012. He has already started doing a little bit. Not just with giving back for the holidays with the makeover and the professional photo shoot, but every day he's posting something as it relates to domestic violence, whether it be news articles, whether it be a YouTube video, because he's really trying to get his voice out there and stand up and speak out against domestic violence and violence in general. So please, please, please be a part of this great and awesome cause. Christmas, New Year's is coming up. If you need a place that you really, a lot of people don't go, they don't go clubbing. I'm not a clubber. I don't go to the clubs. So I always want to bring in my New Year with a fresh start in a church. And if you are needing a place to worship and you're looking for a place that you want to start your New Year in and bring your New Year in a church, New Birth Metro will be having services both on Christmas Day at 10 a.m. as well as New Year's Eve, December 31st, at 10 p.m. Meet us there, 2295 Springdale Circle. If you need further information, hit us up on Facebook, tweet us, email us. We will get you all the information that you need. They are on Facebook. If you go to www.facebook.com/New Birth Metro, they're there. They have all the information for you and a little bit more. They have inspirational quotes, anything that you need, from their sermon notes that pastor, you know, preaches on, to the post that we do for prayer. I mean, they have everything on there. So please, please be a part of that. It's a wonderful cause, both for Tyrese We Live campaign as well as the drive that we're going to be doing. If you want to also be a part of it, not just in giving, but you want to actually meet us there, we are going to be in Alabama on December 24th. If you can't make it there, we will be back on for December 25th, and we will go to the different homeless shelters as well as the different hospitals, and we will be giving out jackets. We will be giving out blankets to the homeless shelters, some gifts there at the homeless shelters, but we're also giving gifts out at the hospital. So if you want to join us, we want you guys to be a part of that. It's going to be my sister and I right now. I know we have a couple of people that are willing to join us, but we want you guys to all be involved in what's going on, and we want you guys to know that we are doing awesome things and great things in the community. So please, please, please be a part of that. So I've given all my birthday shout-outs. My birthday's tomorrow. I'm so excited about that. But anyway, we're going to get into another track, but I'm going to try to get my sister on the line because I know she's at the premiere and she's acting crazy. But I'm going to try to get her on the line so she can say a little something, something. And when we come back, we are going to get into a topic of expecting. What do you expect for the new year? What do you want to see happen for the new year? And not waiting until 2012 to start doing those things, but actually starting to implement them now in 2011. And I think that it's so pertinent to do that now. Don't wait until 2012 to start doing those things. But we will be back, and we will be talking about expecting. We also are going to be opening up the phone line for the prayer closet. I'll explain that what that is when we come back as well. Just sit back, relax, enjoy the feel-good music, and we will be right back right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
With Jesus.
Like it's about to shake, and you've taken all that you can.
I just wanna show you that I'm great.
are tuning in to the best radio station this side of heaven. It's Soul Talk Kingdom Radio with your girl, Lady Dyer, right here with you, experiencing that feel-good music. That was Kiara Shear with Why Me. If you're just tuning in, we have about 25 minutes left here in the show for Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. And we were just talking about getting into expectations and expecting. What is it that you're expecting from your life come 2012? What are you expecting God to do in your life come 2012? I have a lot of things in which I am expecting God to do in my life. This has not been the best year for me, but it has been a year of growth. It has been a year of perseverance. And it has been a year of assignment. A lot of things that we think that are punishments and things that we go through and we feel like, you know, this is just a storm that we're just not going to be able to make it through. In those storms, God is testing us. He's wanting to get our attention. There's something that he's needing for us and he's wanting from us. And so in the midst of that, I am expecting God to do a lot come 2012. But the thing about it is I'm not going to wait until 2012. We are down to about 16 days, if I'm not mistaken, or a little less, before 2012, before January 1st, and which means there's still time. We are still in December. It's December 16th. You still have a lot of time to get what you really want accomplished before 2012. I would not wait until January 1st to start taking care of the things that you really want to see happen, see manifest in your life. I know for me, I have a lot of gifts, and I have a lot of dreams, and I have a lot of things that I want to see happen, one being my business. I have a jewelry business. I have a book or two that I want to write in 2012 that I have been sitting on. God has been telling me, write the book, write the book, write the book, and I have not written the book. And I'm expecting myself to do that and God's help to do that next year with our campaign. Even my sister and I, we have our Beautifully Raw campaign. I'm looking forward to that blooming and growing in the name of Jesus. There are even personal things with me, and I'm pretty sure that it's with you as well, that you want to see happen. I know that I was not doing my best with praying and really getting close to God, and I think that that's why in the season that we're in, he is wanting more of us, and because he's giving all of him. And so I know in my personal life, I am expecting to do more reading of his word, more praying, more fasting, more praising, more worshiping, and not just being just a church goer, but actually experiencing God on a whole new level. There are so many things, and I would encourage you, if you have dreams, you have things that you know that you really want to get done, you want to see come to fruition in your life, start writing them down and putting a date to them and make attainable goals. And I think that's one thing that I had failed to do at one point in my life was I had so many things going on and I was so excited. I had so many things that I really wanted to do, and they were just all over. Like, I was just so scattered. I was all over the place, and I was not writing anything down. And so I became very overwhelmed over time. And to a point where I didn't even really want to do it anymore. I kind of gave up on it, and I began to procrastinate and put it off and put it off and put it off. And you don't want to do that. So if you know you are expecting God to do great things in your life, I would encourage you, start writing those things down. And not even writing them down, writing a plan. The word says to write the vision and make it plain. And that vision is not just for you. When you write that down, you're not writing it down for your own selfish reasons. You're writing it down for if anything was to happen, that whoever came right behind you will have that, and they will be able to run with your vision. Because a lot of people don't understand and don't realize that your dreams are bigger than you. Your visions are bigger than you. They're not necessarily for you. And when they become too big and you know that they're bigger than you, you have to write them down. You have to write a plan. And that plan is going to come to fruition when you start working that plan. But if anything, Lord forbid, anything happens to you, you have that plan written down so that person behind you can come up and they can continue to work that vision that you've already set forth. And I'm expecting a lot of things as well in my life, not just, you know, I'm expecting God to do awesome things financially in my life. I'm expecting God to do great things with the way that I talk, with how I live. I mean, not saying anything is bad with them, but sometimes you have to come to a greater level in God, because God always goes from glory to glory. And so even in what I speak, I'm expecting to do great things. I'm going to start beginning to start declaring some things in my life, because the word also says that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. And so you can either curse yourself or you can declare some things, and I'm going to start declaring some things. Those are things I'm just going to start doing. And I'm hoping that as I'm speaking, that's helping someone, because I know that a lot of times when you have so many things and you have this big vision and you have this big dream and God is downloading it to you, and if you feel that it's bigger than yourself, you become overwhelmed. You don't know what to do with it. Writing is the best way to do it. Writing a plan is the best way for it. So in your time, not just write down your plan, but write down what you're expecting for the new year. 2012 is going to be an awesome year, just like every year has been an awesome year, but it just depends on what you do with that year, what you do with your time, how good of a steward are you with at that time. And I know that for me, I was not a good steward with the things that God had given to me, and I had to take a step back and put things into retrospect. I wasn't being the greatest steward over what God has given me, and if you don't understand that, you will be lost. And please understand, if you have a plan and you have a dream and you do not work it, you have a gift and you do not work it, God will take that gift away and it will lay dormant. And if you do not want what God has given you to lay dormant, because he's going to ask you, what did you do with the gift that I gave you? I gave you the ability to create wealth. I gave you the ability to speak life. I gave you the ability to mentor others. I gave you the ability to do exactly what my son did. What did you do with what I gave you? What did you do with the time that I gave you? What did you do with the family that I gave you? And I know that it's hard looking at that, but those are the types of questions he's going to ask you, because he trusts you enough to put those things and people in your life that you're a steward over, you're responsible for. And so I encourage you, I know that I was long and drawn out, but sometimes the Spirit just moves that way. It's long and drawn out, but I'm hoping that would help you. We are down to 20 minutes before our show is over, and I am so sad, but that's okay. The prayer closet is that is our time to get any prayer requests, and we do get them in the course of the week. So even if you don't give us your prayer requests today, you can email us, you can tweet us. We've been getting them in the course of the week on what your prayer request is or your praise report is. And we, my sister and I, we do take that, and we do pray about that in our quiet time. It's not our standard praying, because, you know, sometimes you pray when you get up in the morning, you pray when you go to sleep at night. But sometimes, you know, my sister and I like to pray. And she may pray on her own, and I may pray on my own. But whatever it is, we take those prayer requests and we do pray over them. We want to lift up everybody who is less fortunate. We want to lift up family members who may be sick. We want to lift up those who may be grieving. We want to lift up everybody. So if you have any prayer requests, praise reports, concerns, comments, questions, don't hesitate to get in contact with us. We want to hear from you. But that's the prayer closet. Even though we have 20 minutes left on our show, we are still going to be available to you. So please, please, please get those over to us. We do pray. We do take them seriously. We do go to God on your behalf. Expectation, prayer. That is awesome. It's awesome right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. It's your girl, Lady Di. Once again, I'm in the studio by myself, but that's okay. My sister is at a premiere. She will be back, and hopefully you will hear her next week along with myself here in the studio. I am excited, excited, excited for her. Again, she is in Alabama in a premiere for the Food Network, and God is doing awesome things. But we are going to worship now. We are down to 20 minutes, like I said. We're going to worship. If you have not heard this song by Bashir Hilliard, it is absolutely phenomenal. I listened to it for the very first time, and I was just I was just in awe. And the name of it is off a new album. It's called Oh, How I Love You. I absolutely love this song. It's a great worship song. If you just want to get in the presence of the Lord, and that's where I am right now. I'm at that point where I have nothing, and I'm out of everything, and I just need God. And sometimes when you're just out of everything and you're just depleted, the only thing that you can just say is, God, I thank you. God, I love you. And that's what we're going to do right here on Soul Talk Kingdom. We are going to worship, and then we'll come back and we'll bring it back, and we'll get hyped and we'll get live. We love to worship. We love to praise. But it's something about being in the presence of the Lord. So here's Tashia Hilliard, Oh, How We Love You, right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio.
Holy place, and we will rise to Zion's heights to praise and glorify, unified, and oh, how we love you, oh, how we praise you, oh, how we
That was Prashia Hilliard, Oh How We Love You, right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We are down to the last couple of minutes, and we were going to end this show in high praise today. I thank you for tuning in to Soul Talk Kingdom Radio, but I never, and this is something new that we're going to start implementing, but we don't want to get off this show and not offer Christ to you. So if you are out there and you have never accepted Jesus into your heart, as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are inviting you to do that. It's very simple. There's no formulas. You don't have to jump over pews. You don't have to, you know, do any type of, no jokes, no gimmicks. It's real simple. You just tell God, you know, God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross for my sins, for me, and you rose in victory for me. You gave your life so that I can live. God, I ask that Jesus will come into my heart, save me of my sins, make me a new creature, allow me to walk, and allow him to live inside of me. I thank you for making me new. Thank you that I am born again. Thank you that I am saved and I am washed in his blood. Amen. It's that simple. And, you know, a lot of people make it bigger than it has to be. It's not that hard. Jesus is not that complicated. God is not that complicated. It's that simple. You just let him know, I want Jesus into my life. Jesus, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to fill my heart. I want you to walk in me. I want you to live in me. I want you to use me. I am your vessel. I'm open to you. So, again, we are going to end this show in high praise. I love Molly Music. If y'all have not checked out Molly Music, please, please do that. He is awesome. I think he's coming out with a new album in 2012, I believe. And the one that I love, so I know this kind of off because it's a song about him really hating the devil. And a lot of people are, I can't say they're turned off by his music or by, you know, music that is really just raw and uncut sometimes. But sometimes that's really how it needs to be because the devil is really like that with us. If you and I know everybody has, if you've ever encountered the devil, he is raw, he is uncut, and he's going to give it to you straight. And so you need to come back with something. If you're in warfare with him, you need to know how to really battle him in warfare. And it's not really, you have to know that you're not fighting flesh, you're fighting spirit and principalities. So here is Molly Music with I Hate You. I know it sounds raw and uncut, but that's how it is. I Hate You right here on Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. We will see you back next week, right before Christmas, the 23rd. I'm so excited. We will be back with you December 23rd at 6 p.m. Please check us out, B-Raw Radio. On Twitter, B-Raw_Radio. Email us, B-Raw_Radio@yahoo.com. Hit us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Soul Talk Kingdom Radio. Beautifully Raw. Denise Ramsey, Diane Ramsey, we're all on there. Hit us up. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
You defeat me in the depths of my soul, man. I mean,
you want it to go real. It ain't gonna be
easy. Yeah, I'ma send my crown and I'ma fight.
I know
the Lamb of Jesus Christ.
I refuse to think for the trust in you. So I wrote this song for you. Yes, I
never had a feeling like this before. I ain't never really liked you since I came to the Lord. All the stunts that you're pulling really getting on my nerves. Forget what you used to, forget what you heard in the word. A light, I laugh, I feel the feet I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I'll punch you in the face if you were in the spirit.
But the enemy comes on me to give you and to destroy. Doesn't matter your racial, man, woman, girl.
Nothing about you, he's trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. He's nasty and he's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause I ain't you a lie, and the truth ain't in me.
I'm
trying to kill my parents, my brother, my sister.
You want it to be me, but it ain't gonna be easy, no.
I despise you with all my soul.
I ain't.
I was gifted, but Christ unfolded. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony.
He's just a master, he can't hold me no more. Got an open door, he can't close. Trying to take me out, yeah, he came close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm no more.
Like no weapons from the cathedral, you can never prosper.
Never seen the righteous of the Lord forsaken. Never seen the good friend.
Yeah, so when the real though, I'm tired of this mess. Sick of this thing that we are called flesh.
Grandmama and you.
Carpet. I am in Alabama, so I'll be back next week. Hope y'all have fun. Call me back. Call me back. Talk to me later. Bye, you guys.
We're excited. It's our birthday tomorrow. I told everybody it was our birthday tomorrow, but she's on her way to the premiere, guys. So, yeah, we'll get back into the music, but I had to let you guys know she was actually calling into the studio the last 2 minutes. So,
I'll be calling. I'll post some pictures soon. So, love you guys.
Perfect. Okay, talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.